Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, risen Christ, on this Easter morning, open us to the power of your resurrection as we hear it proclaimed anew this day, that we too might rise to new life in you. Amen. Our gospel reading on this Easter Sunday comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Let's hear now the word of the Lord. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God endures forever.
Thanks be to God.
Trees hold a thorny place in our Judeo-Christian faith. Trees were the cornerstone of the Garden of Eden, the first thing that God created after Adam in Genesis chapter 2. Two trees in particular are mentioned with the Garden of Eden, the tree of life, and then the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Adam and Eve were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But it was this tree that enticed them. And it's the forbidden that always entices us. And so the same for Adam and Eve. They were enticed. They went out on a limb and they disobeyed God's command so that they might become God. Fast forward centuries to Jesus and his appearance on earth. And one of his titles is the second Adam. The new Adam. He had issues with trees as well in his life. One time, to be a visual parable to the disciples, he came across a fig tree that had no fruit upon it. And in a surprising action, Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered. No wonder being hung on a tree became the ultimate stigma for a final separation from God's presence. The scriptures say, "Cursed is anyone that hangs on a tree." But the symbol of the tree itself was recreated on Good Friday, on Golgotha, the place of the skull or Calvary. The crucifix upon which Jesus was nailed was old, dead wood, no longer living. That wood was nailed together, and that dead wood was replanted into the earth for the sole purpose of not bringing life, but advancing more death. The dead wood was erected to put to death living flesh. But the Easter miracle of Jesus' resurrection declares that both the cross and its curse utterly failed to deliver death life was too much for death. The tree of death was transformed to a tree of life. What had been dead was made alive again. This is the essence of Easter. Dead wood becomes live flesh, living fruit from barrenness. Though we were dead in our sins, says the scriptures, Christ died for us so that we might have life and have it to the full. I learned from Leonard Sweet about the Arenal volcano in Costa Rica. It boasts one of the youngest volcanoes on our planet and also one of the most active volcanoes in the world. And it's a tourist mecca. I don't know if any of you have been there yourselves to see it. But the eruptions that you can see on the screen, they constantly are spewing ash, and the flow of lava covers the whole region. And so far, these volcanoes, they're fairly predictable and they're also contained, so it's safe for tourists to visit and to enjoy and to experience the sights of it. Now, as the volcano continues to burp, it deposits layers of ash and lava all across the region. And believe it or not, the lands and the landscapes are vastly enriched by these mineral deposits. Soils rich in lava are some of the best soils in the world. Think of that vacation place that we like to go to, starts with an H. Where is it? Hawaii, right? We not only love the weather there, the beauty of it, but think Kona coffee that is so rich and amazing because of the soil in Hawaii or the pineapples that grow there. Now, one of the most unique and unexpected results of this rain of volcanic flow and ash is the amazing expression of life that has flourished recently within the decades in Costa Rica. Now, usually geologists and agricultural scientists look at the results of volcanic activity from the distance of millennia or maybe centuries. But in Costa Rica, there are surprising results from this volcanic activity in just a few dozen years. Within the region of the volcano, there is a startling symbol of not just rebirth of the soil, of the old ground, but there has been an agricultural resurrection in Costa Rica. The old established fence lines in this region have begun to take on new life. The richness of the volcanic ash and the soil has empowered the soil to not only make more crops to grow and flourish even more than they were before, but the human-made fences of dead wood that hemmed in the different fields began to take on new life themselves. So much ash has accumulated on top of and around this old dead wooden fence posts in this region that they have literally become reborn. In other words, the dead fence posts were resurrected into a newly invigorated living substance. The result was that within the region of this volcano, one can find growing and reborn fence posts, living fence posts. In fact, some people come to Costa Rica and not only see the volcano, but they come to tour the fences. They're known by the locals as fence trees. The old dead wood has been so richly fertilized by the volcanic spew that it's literally become alive again. These fence lines in the region of Costa Rica are lined not with dead posts, but with posts that have sprouted living trees out of their dead end post-hole existence. Against all odds, new roots have been urged out of the dead posts as new shoots have sprouted out the tops of hacked off wood. The region has sprouting living fences, dead wood sticks resurrected, brought back to life by the volcanic power of resurrection. Hear the good news, Emmanuel. The crucified Christ, who died on a dead tree, has overpowered death once and for all. Jesus is not only our risen Lord, Jesus is our rising Lord, and we are his rising people. He's alive, he's well, and he is very active. He has made the dead wood of our lives into living trees. Jesus blew out of that volcano of death and hell so that we might live again, that the dead in us might come to life. He blows out of whatever volcanoes of death and hell are erupting in your life right now. God is using the ashes of your life, the devastation, to bring forth life, new life, into a new relationship, into a new reality with your Redeemer. Can you hear it blow, Emmanuel? Can you register the tremors and feel the heat? Can you feel it shake you and rock you to the very depths of your soul this morning? This Easter, the living, crucified Christ transforms death into life, and he gives us abundant resurrection life today and always. And all God's people said, Amen.